The state of Washington has been tracking how often hospitals harm their patients. It's part of more than a decade's worth of effort to reduce the number of medical mistakes at the nation's hospitals. KUOW's John Ryan reports the data show few signs that hospitals are getting safer.
Nationally, one out of every seven hospital patients suffers harm because they went to a hospital. So-called adverse events in hospitals are one of the leading causes of death in America. For the past 6 years, hospitals in Washington have been required to report their adverse events to the state health department.
So an adverse event is any harm that a patient has from health care.
Tom Gallagher studies patient safety at the University of Washington. Those adverse events include things like leaving a surgical tool inside a patient, letting a patient fall, or operating on the left knee instead of the right knee.
The hope is that if hospitals are more public about their success and failure rates for different treatments, that will really encourage them to improve the quality of care that they're delivering.
Gallagher says requirements for hospitals to report their problems publicly have lit a fire under hospital executives.
None of the hospitals like getting a low grade, and so the hospitals are acutely aware of these public reports and really work hard if they're below average.
But if you look at the actual adverse event data collected by the state, it's hard to see what hospitals have achieved for their hard work. We've made a web interactive of the data at kuow.org/hospitals. The pace of things going wrong in hospitals shows no signs of letting up. If anything, adverse events could be on the increase. Hospitals perform hundreds of thousands of procedures each year in Washington, with only a couple hundred adverse events reported each year. But many of the events have such severe consequences that hospitals call them never events, meaning they should never happen.
That's our goal, absolutely.
John Vassell is chief medical officer at Swedish. He calls safety the number one concern.
There's nothing wrong with transparency. Human beings are imperfect and errors occur. So we shouldn't try to whitewash things and say we don't have errors, because we do. However, we do have to continue to make progress in reducing those errors.
Swedish has won national safety awards the past 3 years. Last year, the state's largest hospital also reported leaving sponges or instruments inside its patients 5 times. That's more than any other hospital in the state. Vassell and other hospital leaders in Washington say their hospitals do report and learn from most of their safety problems. Other safety experts are skeptical. Here's Tom Gallagher.
Underreporting is definitely a problem. I mean, it's human nature when something goes wrong to sort of want to keep that information to ourselves.
In fact, a national study of Medicare patients found that 85% of the time that patients were harmed in hospitals, it went unreported. So those undiminished or even rising numbers of safety problems reported to Washington's health department, they could just mean that fewer problems are going unreported.
I'm confident there is not a conspiracy afoot to intentionally withhold.
Jeff Selberg is with the Institute for Healthcare Improvement in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He says it takes time for hospital employees to adjust to acknowledging their mistakes and those of their coworkers.
The most important thing is having trust that this data is for learning. This is how we improve, as opposed to this data is for judgment, and this is how we find the rotten apples and eliminate them.
Hospital leaders and safety experts alike say cultural shifts inside hospitals are key to improving safety. They say if employees and patients are less afraid of speaking up when something goes wrong, more problems will get reported and fewer will happen in the first place. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.